welcome to the new edition of the podcast of Life Value TV, the podcast for more life value. My name is Stefan Josef, and I'm happy that you're listening to my podcast, in which today we talk about triggers for self-doubt and different types of longing and what wishes may be hidden behind them. What heart's desire do you want to fulfill next? What does your heart crave the most? In the spring of this year, I decided to teach at the middle school at the beginning of the new school year. Among other things, I want to support the children in finding their direction in life better. Last Thursday, a fourth grade student asked me, "What is the meaning of life?" Since, from my point of view, the meaning of life doesn't present itself to all of us in the same way, I replied to her, "By the end of the school year, you'll know that." Admittedly, I hadn't expected this question before. Nevertheless, a good and important question that corresponds to my ambitions. The trigger was my assignment for the lesson, namely, to think about what the students are most longing for and what their greatest wish is at the moment. Some of the students actually seemed to be perfectly happy. Some were not yet ready to fully engage in this exercise. At the same time, I noticed that a few students were actually seriously thinking. The starting point for this task was the lyrics to "Come Undone" by Robbie Williams. Anyone who has ever listened to the lyrics knows that the song is full of contradictions. My questions about this were: what is the musician looking for most in his life? Does he feel at home in life? What does the text have to do with the relationship with God? Hesitantly, but nevertheless, some suitable answers came. Regardless of whether Robbie Williams describes his own life in it or thinks about a fictional person, it is quite clear that this person does not feel loved. In addition, from my point of view, there is massive self-doubt about one's own qualities. In my opinion, it is precisely the fast-moving times in which we find ourselves that children and young people lose themselves even more in their lives. A central point is to give them the feeling that they are loved without reservations. Praise, just for the sake of praise, is clearly of no use at all. However, when the strengths and talents come to light, praise may even fade into the background. Because as soon as one's own qualities become apparent, success will follow. This is not to say that all self-doubt is automatically eliminated, because many people simply hear too often that they are incapable and would not succeed in their lives. But encouragement and individual support bring progress if there is the will to participate. For me personally, it is clear that the sum of life's experiences determines which desires we can and want to allow. Some children give me the impression that they are already completely paralyzed in secondary school and no longer know what they could dream of. On the one hand, according to my observation, this means that there is a general lack of direction for life. On the other hand, longings arise that may even be hidden deep in the soul, and it is precisely these desires that can often result in addictive behavior to compensate for what is missing, such as being sincerely loved, friendship, security, trust, forgiveness, being understood, appreciation, and respect. If we now come back to the lyrics of Come Undone, from my point of view, one or the other of the mentioned longings is hidden in it. The title can be interpreted with the meaning losing control of oneself. I find a trigger for this in a certain restlessness, which intensifies with the persistence of longings. I find the original video for this song quite gruesome, but especially the conclusion shows the danger of snakes and vermin that can spread in life if control and foresight in relation to one's own life are lost. It is clear to me that my statements superficially refer to my interpretations. At the same time, I see a wide variety of addictions such as alcohol, drugs, chocolate, sex, sports betting, and many more as the effect of desires. As a counterpart to Come Undone, I gave the students You Never Walk Alone by Josh Groban, because someone is always there who likes you. My contribution today is merely an attempt to draw attention to the problem of longing, because everything that begins in childhood continues in adulthood. And, as harsh as it may sound, longings have the potential to even brutalize acts of violence. Even today, I have to emphasize again that I am not a trained psychologist or belong to a similar professional group. But this topic is on my mind because I only recognize so much suffering through pure observations. And it is precisely longings that settle deep in the soul and wait for their satisfaction. My dream is a happy and fulfilled, a life worth living for all people. In any case, the sun should not set permanently, but shine for all people. I'm looking forward to your subscription to my podcast, and I invite you to take a look at my YouTube channel, Life Valley TV. I wish you a heartwarming time. All love, Stefan Josef.